time over extra cover. Four more. Warner on song. Oh yes, Rabada. He loves bowling at the end. He loves bowling any time. Nicely played from Cole. He uses his feet and crashes it down the ground.
Hello and welcome to the season 2 of IPL on Pod. I am Anish Anand, who is here to, you know, host the second edition of IPL on Pod. Before I introduce my guest, I would like to thank you for, you know, listening to us and supporting us in the previous season. As you know, that IPL 2020 happened hardly 5 months, 6 months back. So we are back again and we'll do the regular podcast and we'll talk everything about the most, how do you say it, the most biggest T20 event. So thank you once again for joining with us, and hopefully you'll continue to support us in the rest of the episodes as well. Okay, back to our guest now. I am joined by my colleagues and two heavyweights of sports, Shantanu and Jigar. Both Shantanu and Jigar, welcome to the pod.
Hey, thanks Anish. And hi Jigar.
Yeah, hi. Thanks Anish. Kind of, we are not the heavyweights,
yeah.
But just kind of
the most experienced players on the pod. If I
okay, we'll go.
If you saw CSK's last season, they had a lot of experience. you need some young blood now.
Yes. And that's where I step in. So
yeah.
For that. Anyway, so we will...
Yeah, good to be back, Anish. Kind of an exciting time ahead, that time of the year, basically. April, May, full of IPL, full of matches. So yeah, some high voltage action coming up.
Yes, high voltage action in this, burning weather here in India. This is the month of April and the tournament will go on till May. So, you know, the heat will be there and the players will also battle it out in the middle. So, today we will discuss, preview the four teams. So, this is a part one of our conversation. So, four teams, we'll discuss about four teams, everything regarding the teams, and both Jigar and Shantanu will pitch in with their thoughts as well. And the next part, we'll discuss the remaining teams. So today we're going to discuss Rajasthan Royals, Chennai Super Kings, Kings 11 Punjab, erstwhile Kings 11 Punjab, now known as Punjab Kings, and Kolkata Knight Riders. So before we head to the team previews, I will like to talk to Shantanu about one particular, happening, which is, these are the tough times. The pandemic is on full swing. I think our country is facing the second wave. Cases are, coming in huge numbers. Plus, at the same time, there's this T20 extravaganza, which is happening in our country. And IPL has also seen cases in the from various teams. Some of the players got tested. Devdutt Padikkal, I think he got recovered and he joined team today, but he was tested positive. Today the news came that Daniel Sams has been tested positive for COVID-19. Before that, we've seen the number of ground staff members and some of the team members of CSK and not team members, I'm sorry, the support staff, from content team, I think, got tested for COVID-19. And then there was this issue with Wankhede Stadium and their support staff, the ground staff getting positive. So Shantanu, these are a little complicated times. Last time they postponed the league, they say that okay, then when they did it and they shifted it out of India to UAE. Similarly, again, the not much difference in terms of cases, because I know that we had a small break kind of thing in terms of rising cases, but again now it's rising and the teams are also kind of coming in the midst of it. How would you look at this situation, Shantanu?
Well, I think it's a very serious situation, and it demands serious redressal. Well, if you ask my opinion, I feel that perhaps BCCI should have been more considerate in allotting the venues, or we know how BCCI functions. They're pretty set in their means and methods, and once they decide on something, to hell with the world. So, I'm not very impressed. If you look at the number of cases that are steadily growing in India, I was reading a news piece the other day when it came to my notice that with 1 lakh active cases, India is second only to the US, and this is the biggest spike since September. So the IPL that we had last year, that was held in September, from September to November, that was actually in the middle of beginning of a lean sort of a phase, and the last peak was seen in September. And now when we are having a second peak, or perhaps the fifth or the sixth wave of coronavirus, we are hosting the IPL in India and in some of the cities that are, facing the worst of the COVID crisis. We have Mumbai, Delhi just recorded 5,000 cases the other day. So for an organization of the size of BCCI, I would have imagined a better redressal, a better, thought process. But I guess that's the way it is, and we have to live with it. And like you very rightly pointed out, so many players and people from the ground staff at Wankhede, Akshar Patel, and before that there was Devdutt Padikkal, who tested positive, and Sam's tested positive today. So it's not as if the bio bubble is not being breached. There must be some way for the virus to get in, and if the bubbles were so secure, and I would not. Let's go back to UAE. I think a few CSK players tested positive last time round, but that was at the Chennai training camp. And when all the teams flew to UAE for the IPL, I don't recall any member testing positive. So the bubble obviously was more stringent there. I don't know what has gone wrong this time. Almost every other team is reporting cases. So scary times, yeah.
Yes, scary times. And we only hope that, IPL as a tournament, it's a getaway for so many of people who love the game and who rigorously wait for this tournament to come, and they want to enjoy it with their family, by watching the games.
Yeah, so precisely. This is perhaps the only normal thing that we can associate in a COVID year. Right. The months of April and May, we have been so attuned to IPL action. And of course, the economic implications of cancelling an IPL or hosting it elsewhere are not lost on me. It's just that the fact that, so many, the number of cases, it just scares the hell out of me.
Yes, it scares the hell out of everybody. But I hope that, all of you guys who are listening to this podcast, and also the players and everybody who is involved with the tournament, that they get through this safely, and they'll provide a good entertainment to us as well as to thousands of people, millions of people, in fact, who will be watching it. All right, then.
Anish, yeah. One more thing, Anish.
Yes.
Moving from the administration part to the on-field part, because of these rising cases, this time it will be very important to have a bench strength for the teams. Basically, we have seen in the Premier League also that players are getting infected and they are facing strength issues in terms of the team strength. So this is where the bench strength will come into play in this season if in case it is affected badly. So I think the bench strength will be a key this season.
Okay, Jigar putting out a very nice point that bench strength will be key for the teams this season. Talking about bench strength, I think this is very we've got a nice sweet spot where we can veer into the team previews. So Jigar spoke about bench strength and the bench with regard to the bench strength of Rajasthan Royals. We have somebody like Jofra Archer who will miss at least I think the first 4 to 5 games because of his injury. Rajasthan Royals finished at the bottom, though they had same number of points with compared to CSK and Punjab, but because of the net run rate they finished at the bottom of the table. Jofra Archer will be missing. He was the player of the tournament last time around, so it will be a big miss. Jigar, do you think they are up for it with the replacement in the name of Chris Morris, or do you think there will be some kind of problems in the initial few games?
Yeah, so basically the point is Archer was a really valuable asset for them in the last season. He did not have the support in the pace department. He was the lone guy fighting it out. And missing the first 3-4 matches maybe of the season could be crucial for RR, because if you see RR play their first few matches at the Wankhede Stadium, and the Wankhede Stadium assists the Pacers a bit with their bounce and pace. So having Jofra Archer on those kind of pitches would have helped Rajasthan Royals a lot. Their dead bowling last season was not up to the mark, and the Indian Pacers that they had who used to compliment Jofra Archer, they did not fire. So this is the time when their Indian Pacers need to step up. Someone like Jaydev Unadkat, then they have Chetan Sakaria who has come in. So the Indian guys would be crucial, along with Mustafizur Rahman. Basically, their other recruit is Mustafizur. So in his absence, Mustafizur will handle the pace department. So I think in Mustafizur they have a decent pacer, foreign pacer. But yes, they will miss Archer in the first few games.
Shantanu, RR are also, playing under a new captain. This Sanju Samson will captain the side, and they have big hitters in the team. Of course, Ben Stokes and Josh Butler are the two key foreign players. And of course, they have Liam Livingstone also, who could probably slot in the middle of overs. And of course, there is somebody like Chris Morris also. So what do you think about this team, Shantanu? Where do you think they will prosper or falter in this tournament?
I think they have a pretty strong batting lineup if you look at it. And I would be very keen to observe how the skipper bats this time round. Because it's been a while since we have all been raving about Sanju Samson's potential as a batsman, and he has not really lived up to it. There were a few dazzling knocks that he played last time, but I mean his problem has been his inconsistency, I must say. So that is one area that we would like to see how he goes. And apart from that, Ben Stokes and Livingstone, they recently played in the international series against India, and I was quite impressed with the way Livingstone batted in those little bits. So I would assume that Samson has taken a good look at him, and know, perhaps he should get a game. In terms of strengths, I see their batting is pretty well balanced. They are one of those teams that have quite a few big hitters and actually players who can strike the ball you know, pretty early in their innings. Not many teams can boast of that kind of strength. Weaknesses, like Jigar pointed out, it's their bowling and specifically death bowling. I mean, that's a generic weakness for most of the teams, but more so for Rajasthan Royals. And I mean, I would imagine, you know, as the tournament goes on, somebody like Mayank Markande stepping in, somebody like Rahul Trivedi are getting them a few wickets here and there. I would also be very interested to see how Ben Stokes bowls and how much they use him as an all-rounder and not as an out-and-out hitter. So, yeah, quite a few things to see there. But yeah, the problem well and truly lies in the death.
Okay. Jigar, do you want to weigh in on the Shubham Dubey factor? Because I've read the reports from the experts also saying that, you know, Shubham Dubey could be the X factor for this team in the upcoming games for them. He's a pinch hitter. Like, he can hit the ball. He's a good power hitter. But again, can he contribute with the bowling? And do you see him playing consistently in the playing 11?
I think he will slot in that all-rounder role there. And I see him playing a decent number of matches. But he's gone off the radar a bit. He was in the Indian team and then he suddenly went out. And it will be a key tournament for him as well to get back into that selection radar. So I think, yeah, they will play Shivam Dubey. But again, that middle order 3-4 slots, that's a bit of inexperience and concern for Rajasthan Royals. Maybe they will try to fit in Josh Butler in the middle order. But I think, in my opinion, I think their best two batsmen should open the batting, and that is Ben Stokes and Josh.
Okay, Ben Stokes and Josh Butler. Of course, Ben Stokes, you know, he missed in the, you know, the earlier part of the season last time around, and then he came on. Then he couldn't really, you know, make consistent runs. Then he opened the batting. I think that's where when he started, you know, succeeding in the last few games as well. By hearing your thoughts and Shantanu's thoughts, I get a hint that you guys don't consider Rajasthan Royals to finish in the top four this season. Am I right? Am I wrong? Jigar first.
I have my four ready who will qualify for the playoffs, okay. And I don't find a place for RR. No. I that's what I'm telling. Okay. I don't find a place for Rajasthan in that.
Okay, Shantanu.
Well, I feel they will definitely, they should not, given the kind of squad they have, they should not finish eighth at least. But I really don't see them making it to top four with the kind of bowling that they have and the kind of tracks they'll be playing on. They'll do well to make it to top four, honestly.
Okay, thank you. Right, moving on to one of our favorite teams, if I can say that, or maybe not, maybe I'm kidding. It's Chennai Super Kings, and last year they had
It's your favorite team, isn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. It's your favorite team, and I expect you to give a good 15-minute intro about what went wrong last season and what they need to do this season.
I grew up you know, in Chennai for some, you know, I was there in Chennai for some time, and there is, you know, my aisa relationship hai, jo love-hate relationship hai Chennai Super Kings ke saath. The same with MS Dhoni also, for many reasons. Iske liye alag podcast lagega, and we will not go there. We'll stick to the...
Yeah, yaar, itna consistent team tha, aur kai ka love-hate relationship, yaar. It should be only a love relationship. It's only last. It's only the last season that they faltered, yeah.
Yeah, that's what, again, it will take another complete different podcast to talk about that. Maybe one day we will do that. But okay, Chennai Super Kings, Shantanu, your thoughts? The floor is all yours and you can rant about it.
No, I think I ranted enough about CSK last time. But yeah, see, the squad is definitely better than what it was. I like the makeup of the team. Suresh Raina is returning. I don't know what happened with his room or balcony or whatever the issue was. Last time he didn't play. So his return will definitely bolster their middle order. Number three is such a crucial position in any format of the game. So, and Raina has made it his own over the years. So, very excited to see him bat. And then, towards the end of the season, we saw some spark from youngster Ruturaj Gaikwad. And I would like, he and Jagadishan were the two players who were touted as the next generation of CSK players. So, I would like to see how they perform. And if I remember correctly, somewhere during their slump last year, Dhoni referred to youngsters not stepping up or something to that effect. And yes, perhaps it is the time for these youngsters to step up and be counted. And I don't know, I mean, none of us know how long is Dhoni going to continue with his franchise cricket. But the problem with CSK, I see, is there are a lot of players who don't play a lot of cricket all year round. And this has been their problem for a while now. Last year, we had Watson and Dhoni and Raidu. These players, they don't get enough international cricket anyway. And by that time, Dhoni had already retired. So, and the problem is the core of their team is still, pretty much made of players who do not get enough game time in normal circumstances, in normal year, let alone a COVID year. So that may be an issue. It also makes it a level playing field, but in a sense, in a very odd sort of a way. But when you are not in a team atmosphere for more for most months of the year, when you are not hitting the nets that often, and not playing competitive cricket of any sort, I would like to assume that it does affect your game. And perhaps for CSK, there were doubts in 2019, 2018, but they managed. In 2020, they all came true. And so now I will have, my sights trained on Sam Curran. And if you guys remember, he did so well against India in the recent ODI series. And even in the last IPL, he was one of the few players who really stood out for CSK. So him and, they have signed Pujara and Uthappa. So it will be interesting to see how Dhoni uses these two players. And I trust MS Dhoni to pull a rabbit out of his hat any day. So I would be I would not be surprised if he actually sends Pujara somewhere in top four and asks him to just take the attack to the opposition. It will be some sight to watch Pujara bat.
Yes, and we will not act surprised if he does that, because we've seen in the past as well, he has his own way of thinking, and so most of it ends up being successful calls. Jigar, Shantri, want to say something?
No, please carry on.
Yeah, okay. Jigar, do you see Suresh Raina in the playing 11? Yeah, matlab Suresh Raina didn't play in the previous season. Or before coming to the, he's also retired from international cricket. And before joining the CSK squad, shayad usne 4-5 match khele honge Syed Mustaq Ali T20 tournament mein, jisme theek thak performance raha hai unka, matlab not something outstanding. Robin Uthappa bhi hain team mein, ek middle order pe, then there's Ambati Raidu. आपको क्या लगता है सुरेश रैना का सेफ है स्पॉट इन द प्लेइंग 11?
आई थिंक सो ही विल गेट बैक इनटू द मोल्ड इन दैट नंबर थ्री पोजीशन मोस्टली एंड दे विल बी डिपेंडिंग अ लॉट ऑन सुरेश रैना टू डिलीवर दैट फ्लेयर एंड फ्लैम्बोयंस बेसिकली दैट वाज मिसिंग इन द लास्ट सीजन.
Yes.
The last season, their main problem was that approach. So they will be depending on him because they have the faith in him. They have retained him basically. So I don't see him not playing and warming the bench. I think he will play. He will play the matches. And also the his concern is lack of matches that he has played in the last couple of years. That will be a bit of concern. But I think if he gets into his groove, he still has that capability. He did not have a good time basically in last season, but still he is someone who if he gets going, he can be a very dangerous player for CSK. And with regards to the lack of match practice, yes, we should also consider the fact that Dhoni has also not played since some time now. So it was the case last year, and he really looked rusty, isn't it? In the last tournament.
So yes.
it's very important that these two players get their form, because they are the kind of they form the backbone of this batting lineup, and it's important that they hit form right from the start. And Dhoni needs to get his 11 right basically from the start, the team combination, because last time it hurt them not getting the team combination right at the start. He kept his premier spinner Imran Tahir on the bench for almost whole of the tournament. So yeah, getting these things in order would be the key for them.
Yes, I mean, shamelessly plugging my piece where, you know, today I wrote about CSK's you know, chances and, you know, basically a preview for Spurs. Where I also spoke about, I think, MS Dhoni's form. I think that's where it's you know, we've seen in the last time where CSK struggled, and it was you know watching Dhoni struggle as well. You know, both the team, you know, both the skipper and the team struggling so much, especially when it comes to the final few, you know, death overs where, you know, some of his timing was not right. He was not able to connect it. So again, Jigar touched upon it, and Shantanu also spoke about it, that, you know, lack of game time could prove to be costly again. Also, Dhoni said that, you know, last time that they lack the power in the middle order. I'm not too sure again that they have got the power in the middle order. In the auction, of course, they were going for Glenn Maxwell, if I'm not wrong, because again, Glenn Maxwell, he was ultimately bought by Royal Challengers Bangalore, and Chennai missed on him. Somebody like Maxwell in the middle order would have been a fresh face, and his approach would have been would have been something to look forward to, but they missed out on that. There's somebody called Moeen Ali, again a good utility player. He can open the batting, he can offer a spin from his bowling, and as well as bat in the middle order as well. If I can ask you guys, do you think Moeen Ali should open the batting along with Ruturaj Gaikwad, who ended the last tournament by scoring 3 back-to-back half centuries? So these two are the opening players, or do you say Faf du Plessis will come in and he will open the batting? Jigar or Shantanu?
I think Faf will open the batting. He was one of their shining lights last season. So I don't think that they'll move him from that position. Faf du Plessis will open, and I think Moeen Ali might slot into that finisher kind of a role basically. Or they may, if Raina is not clicking, then they may try to push him up the order at 3 and try to take on the attack to the opposition. Or maybe Sam Curran could be promoted to 3. So there might be flexibility in that batting order given the opposition and given the situation as well.
Okay. Just to put it out, that CSK will play matches in Mumbai, Bangalore and Calcutta. I think 10 matches they'll play there, and which, you know, historically are offer batting friendly tracks. That's where I think the spin bowling, which they faltered in the previous season. Shantanu, do you think the new recruit Gautam, Moeen Ali, Imran Tahir, Mitchell Santner making kind of impact this season, because in the past when they played in Chennai, the spinners they came to the fore and they picked wickets and they helped the team to actually win the games. Do you think that happening this year?
I have my doubts. See, I quite like the look of Moeen Ali. He's very good cricketer, utility cricketer, especially in T20 cricket. And I strongly believe that his time at RCB was wasted when they couldn't use him properly. But I was listening to the venues that you spoke, and Bangalore, Mumbai and Kolkata, each of these three venues, they assist batting, but they are also favorable to seamers. And the kind of fast bowling arsenal that they have, I don't see them exploiting the conditions too much. There is Lungi and Gidi, and he didn't get all the games last time round. Yes. And apart from him, they really don't have a wicket-taking pacer. Sam Curran, yes, but I don't see him opening the bowling in all the matches. I don't even see him getting all the games, to be honest, because there's just, I mean, we all know there's a four foreigner rule. So, in terms of spin department, yes, there's Jadeja, there is Raina can chip in, and there is Moeen Ali. But again, it all comes down to how, you know, Dhoni sees his 11. And like I think Jigar pointed out, the selecting the right 11 will be the key. And I would imagine that, they might struggle in the bowling department again.
Okay. Sam?
Go on.
No, I was just telling that Sam Curran is the one which I am also looking forward to it, because he has the ability to finish the games, and then he bowls the tough overs in the power play as well as in the death. So that's the one player which I am looking forward to. Jigar, yeah.
So the bowling department is interesting. That's Shantanu pointed out rightly, that they don't have an out-and-out world-class pacer, right? Someone like Mumbai Indians have Bumrah, basically. Right. They have also a very good pacer in Trent Bolt. But there is no such name in Chennai Super Kings squad. And they have Angidi, Karan, Shardul Thakur. Shardul Thakur has improved a lot. Then there is Chahar, Deepak Chahar. He will be crucial in the first six overs of the power play, where there are swinging conditions. Somewhere like Kolkata, he can be a very good asset. But in general, this means that they are a bit weak on the pace department, and their spinners will need to step up, basically. They have a really good spin department, and they will need to step up even on the pitches where there's no assistance.
Okay. So
their main strength, batting, you told me, that their batting, last time they did not have that flair and flamboyance. I don't think they did enough in the auctions to bring that flair and flamboyance, basically. They brought in Moeen Ali, that's it. That was the one of the aggressive moves in the auction. Their batting, I still have doubts. And their bowling in the pace department, it's a bit of a weak link. So their main strength will be their all-rounders, basically. They have Jadeja, they have Sam Curran, they have Shardul Thakur, and then they have Moeen Ali. So these four guys will form the main strength of the team.
Fantastic. Jigar pointed out that how the all-rounders will play a big role in CSK's fortunes. Anyway, there are plenty of questions with regard to the team, with regard to the form of Dhoni, with regard to so many issues. So, of course, a big team, and it has a big fan following as well. So their fans will be hoping for a good season for them after what they endured the previous season. Okay, moving on, we go to a proper T20 batting side, which is Punjab Kings. KL Rahul, Chris Gayle, Nicholas Puran, Mayank Agarwal. Jigar, you think again batting will be the key for them this season as well?
Yeah, batting will be the key for them because they have some explosive options in the batting order, and they are playing on pitches which are tailor-made for batting, basically, which have the flat pitches. They play 5 matches at Bengaluru, 4 at Ahmedabad, and 3 at Mumbai. So these are the pitches which will give the batsman the option to go big, basically. So yeah, I think the batting will be the key again. But Anish, they have not made it out of the group stage for 11 out of 13 seasons now. So I mean, this there has to be a season where they finally break this duck. And I think this might be the season where they finally get into the playoffs again. And that batting will be the key.
Okay, yes. You know, last time we have seen, Jigar, that they came close and they lost a few, you know, in the early part of the season where they lost 2 or 3 close matches and which, you know, came back to haunt them in the later stages of the tournament. Shantanu, Jigar said that they have to break this thing and they have to qualify for the top four. Do you see that happening this time?
Well, it's a long shot, and I think they were pretty okay with their batting last time. KL Rahul got the orange cap, and problem was that they didn't have enough depth in the middle order, so that could be one of the reasons why Rahul's intent was in question. He ended with a strike rate of less than 130. So that, and then the bowling, the one of the worst death bowling teams in the IPL, and even the leading wicket taker Mohammad Shami, he went for over 8 and over as an average economy. So generally they are a team that leaks a lot of runs. So and that puts extra bit of pressure on their batting naturally, and when the middle order is not firing or they don't have enough in the middle order, it is bound to reflect in the approach of the opener. So I don't blame Rahul completely, but yes, one of the things that surprised me last time was how late they kept Chris Gayle waiting in the wings. I think he played just 7 matches and he made an instant impact, you know, when he got a game. I think he hit his first or the second ball for a 6, if I remember correctly. So, and that was the game that started the turnaround for Punjab Kings. So, for them to lose, I think, 6 of their first 7 matches and then win 5 on the trot, it doesn't happen all the time. It was just one freak streak, and you really don't see that getting repeated anywhere in the world. So unless they address their core problems, which is to get the bowling in order, which is to get Chris Gayle and Nicholas Pooran in the playing 11 on a very consistent basis, I don't see them going too far. And by the way, they have a very strong and very interesting and entertaining batting lineup.
Yeah.
Mayank Agarwal, KL Rahul, Chris Gayle and Nicholas Pooran, they are 4 destructive batsmen in their own right. And if they get going, and that's the big if 3 of them get going in a match, let alone 4, I mean, you know, good luck to the opposition. But again, like I said, the problem is with the bowling, and Chris Jordan can be expensive in the death. And Arshdeep Singh showed some promise last time round with his variations, with his height and bounce. I was impressed with Ravi Bishnoi and Murgan Ashwin. Murgan Ashwin, of course, has been around for about 3 years now, so we know that he has a mean googly and he can really fox you in the power play. But I was very impressed with this youngster, Bishnoi, who was coming from a very successful Under-19 World Cup. And I would expect him to do better on the Indian tracks. But overall, as you asked me, how far are they going to go? Well, they have a team to make it to top 4. Above and beyond that, it's anybody's guess.
Yes, even I think, in fact, I believe that Kings 11, sorry, it's out of habit I'm saying Kings 11, but Punjab Kings, they have the right team to enter the playoffs this time. I'm sure, because last time they lost so many close games, or else it would have been a different scenario. If if they get their combination right, and if luck also plays a factor, and if that also goes in their favor, I think they will make a case for qualifying for the playoffs. Interestingly, at the auction table, they concentrated on fast bowlers. I think Jai Richardson and Riley Meredith were the two fast bowlers which they acquired in the auctions, and somebody like Fabian Allen also is a good option. Moises Henriques also came in the auction, so he's also a good option with his variations coming in, and his power hitting at the death could be a vital option for them.
May I come in, Anish, for a moment?
Yes.
Yeah, I think Meredith and Richardson are good additions, but spending a cumulative of 22 crore on two foreign pacers, I didn't get the strategy there. They could have gone for Umesh Yadav as an Indian pacer, who would have played most of their matches. But Meredith and Richardson, I think Richardson went for 14 crore, Meredith for 8 crores. So spending 22 crores on two foreign assets, and there will hardly be a game when both of these pacers will play. So I would keep my opinions reserved as far as their pace bowling is concerned. But I do have hopes from Bishnoi, and I would be interested to see how Ashdeep performs.
So Shantanu, just to add in, so basically what they thought of is that I think what they thought of is that Umesh Yadav hasn't been having was not having a good season last year. So basically, and Jai Richardson has done really well in the BBL. So basically, they wanted to strengthen that pace department, foreign pace department, with Sheldon Cottrell making way. Basically, he did not have a good time last season. So I think that's why they went big on those two, and basically to have the bench strength also. As I told you, that bench strength will be key this season. So bench strength for the bench strength, they added those two Australian pacers. So I think in all, they have a decent, according to me, they have a decent pace attack. Shami, then Jai Richardson, Meredith, then Arshdeep. Arshdeep was really good with his variations. Their spin department is also decent with Murugan Ashwin and Ravi Bishnoi. Those two are decent. Where I find a little bit of weakness is again that middle order and lower middle order basically. So after if we consider that Rahul and Mayank will open, Gail will be at number 3, Pooran at number 4, then we might have Moises Henriques at number 5 basically. So then the other slots will be maybe Sarfaraz Khan, Shahrukh Khan, and the lower order kind of then starts. So that's where they might find it a little bit difficult, because see, they have about David Malan, but I think with the four paces, four foreigners rule, he might not get into the side. So he might be a backup if someone like a Pooran or Gale has a very, very bad start to the IPL. So that middle and lower middle order is where their firepower is missing, I think.
Yes, overall a good balanced squad, but again, so many things can happen in this course of the tournament, and like Jigar said, that they are due, I think, in terms of qualifying for the playoffs and finishing in the top four. So that will be the main aim for KL Rahul and the coaching staff led by Anil Kumble. Moving on, final team of today's discussion, and it is Kolkata Knight Riders. Again, would you say this team is kind of similar to Punjab? Again, the top order and big power hitters are there. We don't know what they can do with the bowling. I'll start with Shantanu.
I agree, Anish. They are very similar in the makeup, when you compare them with Punjab Kings, in the sense that they really don't have a glaring weakness as such, and they both these teams appear to have a very balanced squad. My thing is, you know, on the field, the performance really doesn't match up to the squad strength that is there on paper. So there were a few flashes of brilliance last year. I think Morgan played a few good innings, but I would be keen to see how Shubman Gill develops. He had a good first season, and then last year he was on and off, blue hot and cold. I would be interested to see how he is handled. Other player I would be very keen to watch is Kuldeep Yadav. And poor guy's confidence has been destroyed by a number of factors. And especially after the 2019 World Cup, he has barely got a game for India. And I think even last season, he didn't get too many games. He didn't pick too many wickets for KKR. So I would be keenly watching his development and where does he go from here. And then, of course, they have Andre Russell and Dinesh Karthik, Nitesh Rana. So one explosive batsman, a super explosive batsman in Andre Russell. And if I remember correctly, he didn't really fire last time round. But the season prior to 2020, the 2019 edition, he really set the tradition afire with quite a few cameos. And with the IPL back in India, I expect him to go all guns blazing. Problem for me is their opening. I think with Sunil Narayan, the experiment of him opening the innings that was so successful for KKR all these years, I think it has run its course, and they must look for a specialist now, because and also Sunil Narayan's place in the side, I really doubt that he is a sure shot starter anymore. Because after his remodeled action, he has not been picking as many wickets. And his batting, of course, everybody has found out that weakness. They don't bowl length to him. They just keep bowling bouncers and he eventually gets out. Which is fine. If you don't stick around if you don't make runs, you get out is very unselfish in that sense. But, you know, a wicket lost is a wicket lost up front. So I don't think they have a really good opener, explosive opener to replace him. There is Rahul Tripathi, if I remember. Yeah, Rahul Tripathi is there in the squad. He can open along with Shubman Gill. But again, I mean, not very sure with that combination. So yeah, like you said, there are chinks. There are some odd weaknesses. And it will, on a good day when all things come together for them, they might surprise big opposition. And like with Punjab Kings, they have a team to make it to top four. But beyond that, against a team like Mumbai Indians, against an informed Delhi Capitals, I see them struggling.
Okay. So at the auction table, they got somebody like Tim Seifert, who's another explosive batsman. He could probably come in. Maybe he can be the opener or, you know, slot in. We don't know for sure. I agree with Shantanu that I'm not too sure if Sunil Narayan deserves, you know, his place in the playing 11 is guaranteed. Or maybe I don't think he'll also figure in the starting level in the initial few games. Jigar, do you think Sunil Narayan will play less of a role this time? Maybe somebody like Seifert or Shakib could come in? Or do you think your thoughts basically on Kolkata?
I think basically Kolkata is spoiled for choice basically in that foreign department. You have someone like Owen Morgan, Andre Russell, then they have Lockie Ferguson, Pat Cummins, Shakib Ul Hasan. So there's a lot of talent in there. Tim Seifert is there if their opening combination does not click. So yeah, there's a lot of headache, selection headache there. And I think the four foreigners they might go with are Morgan, Russell. I think Shakib will come in place of Narayan. There's Ben Cutting also. So they could shuffle between them in with regards to the pitches they play on. And then there is Cummins and Lockie Ferguson. So these are the guys who might come in, or Lockie Ferguson, one of the two. Lockie Ferguson was really impressive when he came in the last edition. So they have a lot of selection headache there, and I think Naren might not get the same amount of game time he's been getting in the last few seasons. It's a good headache to have, basically. And they have this good foreign strength, which will help them in their league this season.
Yeah, I was just looking at their foreign players. My God, they got really a big group of players to choose. You know, we know that it's just four players, and I think that will be again team combination, getting it right from the start. I think that will be the key for Morgan. Last time the team combination didn't work out. Again, they tried to send Andy Russell up the order. That didn't work out. The fans and the experts were pushing for Russell to bat in number four or probably number one. He went also. I think he couldn't compete. So he's also fully fit, is what I'm reading. So his bowling could also be kind of effective. But yeah, the likes of the leadership group of Kolkata Knight Riders have some thinking to do, and Morgan will hope that he will get his combination right. If they do that, Jigar and Shantanu, do you see them making it to the top four, qualifying for the playoffs?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, I think the main competitors would be Punjab Kings, and basically I would be happy if one of these bottom placed four teams that we discussed would make it to top four, because I don't see Mumbai getting off that top four group. I don't see Delhi Capitals, unless they really bungle up the season, I don't see them moving out. I don't see Sunrisers Hyderabad leaving the spot either, and on paper at least. And that leaves one spot, and out of the four teams that we discussed, at least three of them, they look by the looks of it, it appears that they have the strength and they have the arsenal to take that one spot in top four. I'd be happy. And like I said, KKR have the experience of winning the league. So it's not that like Punjab Kings that they don't really know how to win, and they develop cold feet when the big stage arrives. So between these two teams, I would assume that KKR and CSK have a real chance. Not CSK. I mean, with the kind of weaknesses that we discussed, they would do well to make it to top four. I would assume of the four teams that we discussed, perhaps KKR have the best chance to make it to top four.
Okay.
I think to make a bold prediction, they will end up on equal points with 4, 5, and 6 maybe, and then miss out on net run rate.
This is what happened
and end up fifth. Yeah.
Wow.
that's a very bold prediction from
Jigar, the fortune teller.
We never know, it happened last time, so it might
So basically, Morgan, Morgan has a very very good batting lineup, very explosive batting lineup at his disposal, and it will be exciting to see the KKR team play with the same strategy that Morgan applies in the England team, basically flair, flamboyance, and just aggressive cricket. But the main thing, as you all spoke, that he needs to get the combination right and also the batting order right. Last time they had changed so many opening combinations. There was Tripathi, there was Shubman Gill, there was Tom Benton, there was Nitish Rana, there was Sunil Naren, everyone opening. So, I mean, they need to get that opening combination right. And also, Owen Morgan himself needs to bat up the order. He was batting at 5 and 6, and he was probably the best batsman for them in that in the later stages of the game. He needs to bat up the order, basically, maybe at number 4. So though if he gets these things right, he might take his team into the playoffs.
Okay, so team combination is important for Kolkata Knight Riders. I think we are, covered the four teams, the last season's four bottom teams today in this part one of the opening episode of season two. We will also, come with the next one where we discuss the remaining teams. I would like to say thank you to Jigar and Shantanu for your valuable inputs as well as, your time, and thank you very much. I would also like to say
always a pleasure.
Welcome. I would also like to say thank you for to our listeners who are here and who are giving their time as well to us. So thank you. We will be back soon with a part two. Till then, you can catch our episodes on all the podcast platforms. Just type it out, IPL on Pod, on your search menu, and you'll get it. So, thank you guys. Thank you very much. See you soon. Bye.
Thanks, Anish.
And after the part two tomorrow, I'll be desperately waiting for that special CSK Pod that you have promised to do with us.
That is there in the pipeline. We will know you soon. We will let these listeners know that when we will release it. Yeah, or maybe not. Okay.
Thank you. Okay, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.